This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. More than a week after Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson joined AGs from several other states in a lawsuit against the Trump administration for further delaying the effective date of the Waters of the U.S. rule, no timetable for a decision is set. Representative Dan Newhouse says he agrees with the two-year delay imposed by the EPA and Corps of Engineers last Tuesday.
I think it's absolutely correct to tell the EPA to go back to work with the states to come up with a rule that uses for its implementation some of the definition language that was come up with by Justice Anthony Scalia before he passed away that helped give clarity to the term navigable, so it would also give clarity and then in turn to what waters we're talking about as it relates to the authority of the EPA versus the states.
Newhouse says as written, the WOTUS rule is overreaching and lacks definition.
As the rule was going to be applied, it would have given the federal government the authority to regulate intermittent streams, even ditches along roadsides, areas that don't have water in except for certain periods of the year or over time, maybe 1 year out of several.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the Newhouse take on the WOTUS lawsuit.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.